Well, my name is Simo Vaj. I joined SUSE around 2 years ago just to work on AutoJazz. And today here to present you our brand new module, a brand new jazz module that offers some kind of integration between AutoJazz and configuration management systems like Salt. First of all, I would like to start speaking about AutoJazz. How many of you know about AutoJazz or use AutoJazz in your... Well, quite some people, so I cannot lie. So the idea behind AutoJazz, it's a tool that allows us to perform unattended installations or system upgrades, okay? It also allows us to perform automatic configuration of already installed systems. It's not the most common use case, but it's also something that is possible with AutoJazz. It will take care of partitioning, network configuration, software installation. If you are using SUSE, it will take care of registering the system and all that stuff. And it's also able to configure additional services like you can install, for example, either HCP server, an NTP client, or whatever. So it performs the basic installation and also it's able to configure and install additional services. That's the main idea behind AutoJazz. The idea is pretty simple. Well, not simple. You write a description of the system you want to install, okay? This is an XML document that defines some sections. There are a lot of sections. These are some of them. Partitioning, the partitioning layout that you want to use, the software selection, if you want to install some patterns, some whatever. Networking configuration, static configuration, how many devices, or a lot of things. You can also run scripts in different moments of the installation. You can also write configuration files, okay? So you can do a lot of things with AutoJazz. I like to see AutoJazz as it's part of Jazz, so it just takes that profile and drives Jazz to make the installation that you have described in this document, okay? But I think one thing that I like about AutoJazz is that you don't need to specify a lot of configuration options. With this profile that just set up a root user, that you can also omit some configuration. But with that setup, it will take care of partitioning your system, configuring the software selection, and all that kind of stuff. So you don't need to specify everything. And after all, it's just part of Jazz, so it will just behave like Jazz when it comes to defaults, selections, and all that things. Okay. When you want to write a profile, you can create one from scratch, copy and pasting from the documentation, copy and pasting from other profiles, or just writing your own. And you also have an AutoJazz UI that allows to inspect the running system and to tweak some parameters and generate a profile from your installing systems. That we call clone a system. And you also have a command line that you just run. It creates a configuration that looks like your running system, and you can just adjust it. Or you can just create your profile programmatically. Okay, you generate a profile that you fed later to AutoJazz. But to be honest, we have some limitations with AutoJazz because the use case was not to cover all the configuration management thingy. So it's limited to just modules. I mean, we don't have a module to manage Redis or to manage PostgreSQL, okay? And we don't want to have those modules. So in those cases, AutoJazz enables you to create that configurations by writing embedding configuration files or scripts in the profile. But to be honest, when configurations or setups are complex, that's maybe not the way to go. Also, another problem is that when you clone a system, installation is not always 100% reproducible. If you configure something outside AutoJS, of course, that won't be in the profile. But even if you use a script in your profile, when you clone the system, that profile, that script won't be included. Okay, so you need to do it manually. Well, and only applies to OpenSUSE and SUSE distributions. That's somehow a limitation. Okay. So let's put AutoJS down for a moment and talk about configuration management software. Configuration management software enables the administrator to configure and track changes in the infrastructure. Okay. Usually the administrator creates some kind of description. It depends on the system. How the system should look like. The system will take care of installing packages and all that stuff. It's not that magical. Okay. It needs some work. But it's pretty good because the deployment is automated and always reproducible. Okay. And in that part those tools do a great job. In the open source community, we have a lot of options with a wide range of features, from Salt, which is a complex system, even driven and has a lot of features, to things like Capistrano. It's quite narrow and it only does one thing, but it does extremely well. But here at SUSE, we are pushing for Salt. Salt is, as the previous speaker told, is not only a configuration management system, but it also has a remote execution engine, so you can run arbitrary commands on remote systems, and it also has a pretty powerful selection mechanism to select which commands should be run in which system. It's even driven. I must admit that I hadn't seen the talk from Thomas before writing my slides, but yeah, I will highlight that it's event-driven. It has a pretty flexible architecture. You can use a master server to get the configurations to the agents, okay? You can get rid of the master server and use some kind of standalone configuration, or you can get rid also on the agents and just configure the system using SSH or something like that. So you have many options. It has pretty good documentation, in my humble opinion. And they have an interesting library of reusable components. We'll say something about that in this slide. I'm going to oversimplify things a lot, okay? But I want just to show you some concepts that we are going to see when running the example. We could say that we have, it's more complex as I have said, but we could say we have two different roles. We have the master machines that are the machines that says to the system that we want to manage what they need to do. We have the minions, which are the system that we are managing. They have installed a daemon. And it receives instructions from the master. We have the concept of state. State is a description of what do you want to do with that system. For example, I want to install an Apache web server. You need to install this package. You need to run this server. You need to write this configuration file. That's an state. Pillars are somehow like the information that is used in a state. The configuration data, sensitive data. For example, if you are installing the HCP server, for example, you can have in the pillars the list of hosts with the MAC addresses and IPs and the correspondence. And then the state will take that information from pillars and it will configure the machine according to that information. So we come to formulas. Formulas are reusable states. Usually they can interpret information from pillars. So you, for example, can use a formula to install a PostgreSQL server and you define a pillar in your pillar, you define some options so you can set a different port or a different directory for data or whatever. You can configure somehow the state. And finally, we are not going to see grains again during this presentation, but just for sake of completeness, grains is data associated to those agents, to those minions. This usually it's information from the underlying systems, but you can also set custom grains on minions. So you have here a simple example. Details are not that important, okay? It's an state to install an Apache server. You install a package, you make sure that the service is running, and you write a configuration file. It's not that important, the detail, just take the general idea. So, if you have been paying attention, you maybe have find some kind of redundancy between salt and AutoJazz, right? Yes. So the idea of this module is to get the best of both worlds. On one hand, we would like AutoJazz to make the initial installation because it's just make some interesting decisions and help to have a good installation with sensitive defaults and that kind of stuff. And it's also able to install on hardware without any system. It's installing the base system. But when it comes to configure additional services, we are doing the same in AutoJazz and in Salt. Salt, another configuration management system. So the idea would be maybe to draw a line and leave AutoJazz to make the initial installation, initial software selection, network configuration if needed, partitioning, all that stuff will be done by AutoJazz. And Salt will perform the installation and configuration of additional services, okay? We know that we have at SUSE some people that use some kind of a script to download some state and do it by hand. But so we felt that we should offer an option so they can use AutoJazz and configuration management systems in an easy way. So this is a snippet from an AutoJazz profile. Okay, we tried to find a shorter name which was meaningful and without using acronyms, but it was almost impossible. So you have configuration management section. We are saying that we want to use Salt because we'll see later that we support another system on some kind of experimental feature. We want the system to connect to that master. And we want to use the authentication keys that are in that HTTP server. It's cool because you can use your you can have your authentication keys. It uses a public and private key in your pen drive and plug it into the system, and it will search if you select USB device. It will search for authentication keys in your device. And also authentication keys are stored with the name of the host name, so you can save many of them in the same place. In this case, those keys should be accepted in the master server, but in this case they are pre-accepted, which is one use case for Salt. Okay? So I'm not going to do a demo because, you know, it's only half an hour, things can go wrong, so I just record a video and we'll check the video just to prove that it works, okay? So, well, I'm going to stop for a moment. At this point, JAS has already done the installation of packages, has configured the network and all that stuff. The only remaining step, I think, is the bootloader. And with that configuration, the module had installed Salt packages during regular software installation, have retrieved keys and copied them to a special place so Salt can find them. And it also has updated Salt's configuration. So when you restart the system, Salt is properly configured to be registered without Salt Master, okay? So, yeah. Well, you have a pop-up with a lot of debugging information. It's the runs, the Salt running. This state that I'm using here is pretty simple. It's just only about changing the message of the day, okay? But we'll see a more complex example later. So we have changed the message of the day from the OpenSUSE system, and we're just fast forward. And we reboot, it's changed, right? So it works. We have another possibilities when configuring Salt. For example, maybe we don't want to have the pre-accepted keys. Then in that case, we can specify some kind of timeout, and the system will try to connect to the Salt Master, and we accept, as administrator, accept the key, and it will retry later to in order to get the configuration. And another way to use this module is masterless mode. Maybe you don't need a Salt Master in this case. You just have your states in a tarball. You have your pillars data in another tarball. And you say, OK, I'm not going to use a Salt. I just want to use this state with this information. And it will take care of installing Salt, running Salt with that information, and configuring your system. As easy as that. Okay. So I think that this one is the more interesting part, experimental features. Well, the first one is about Puppet. We support Puppet. When we started to write this module, we wanted to support more than one system just to make sure that it's flexible enough to add support for more stuff if we need. Puppet support is not that tested, so maybe it's buggy, and it does not have support for Iera. Iera is something like Pillars, but for Puppet, and we don't support Iera at this time. During the last Hack Week, Dakan Bambikar and me were working in SUSE Manager parametrizable Salt formulas support. Okay. So, these lines of code is a YAML file. I have taken an example from Joachim from his blog post. I have changed the values a little bit. That's data from a pillar. So we have data for the time zone. The name of the time zone is Atlantic Canary. We want to use UTC, okay? That's pillar data. SUSE Manager parametrizable Salt formulas allows the developer to build an user interface to get that information in a handy way for the administrator or the user. The idea is that you have a description like this one, where you say, OK, I have two parameters for this pillar. I have a name of the time zone with some values, and I have a default value. And I also have another field, which is called UTC, and with some default value. It's a Boolean. And that's fine. And with that information, you build this form, OK? So you have a form in a web application with the name and the UTC fields. The administrator can fill those controls, and it will be written to the pillar and used when deploying the system. So we have support for something like that in this module. If the module finds that some of the formulas you are using has this kind of description, it will bring a user interface so you can put the values that you want and the system will be installed with those values. So let's see another video. Well, the state I'm using here, it also changes the method of the day. It uses a test formula with a lot of fields, so you can see the different kind of controls that you can define. And it also installs some packages and some more things, just to prove that we can install packages with zipper and all the things. Well, we have found two formulas, okay, and both of them contain some information. We are going to check both of them because we can apply and tweak both of them. So that guy is going to move the screen a little bit, checking, browsing for the different options, nothing interesting at all. But you can see that we have different controls, input, select boxes, text fields, booleans. We are going to change the message of the day here by hand. It's not written in the pillar yet. And now the module will take care of merging that information and deploying the system. For example, here is running zipper. In the first version, zipper didn't work. And now you have the message updated. So that's it. Okay, so let's close this. The future. I must say that I would love to use your use cases because we have gathered some use cases. And if you are at the conference at the end or will stay around, so just tell us if you want some use cases that you would like to be supported. Some wild ideas. None of those wild ideas is going to become a reality anytime soon. Or maybe anytime. For example, a thing that we need to do is to improve the integration with the installer because you get a ugly pop-up with a lot of information running. Well, we should include that information not in a pop-up, but in the installer itself. It should look nicer. Support in the AutoJazz UI, because in the AutoJazz UI, you cannot specify any value for sold or something like that. Maybe cloning support. It's a little bit tricky, but maybe we'll try to add cloning support. Supporting Jira for Puppet because it's the only missing piece for this module to be, for this adapter to be somehow complete. And maybe support for Git, so you don't have to use tarballs. Git is not available in the installation system, but it's available in the install system, so maybe we can make it. Even the formulas is not a finished feature because we are not sure if we should put it at the end of the installation, at the beginning. If you put the formulas at the beginning, then you need to do some work in advance. So it's a feature. There is a feature request, but it's not being finished. It's not finished. And finally, I would like to thank some people. First of all, my beloved Jazz team, because the module was born last year in a cloud internal workshop at SUSE. But the Jazz team has adopted the module, is now official part of Jazz, and we are all taking care of this module. To Duncan McVicar for his contributions and help to know a little bit more soul and that kind of stuff. Hannes Kunhemun, because when I first joined SUSE, I found out when I was working with AutoJazz that kind of redundancy I was talking before. I talked to my manager and my manager said, okay, let's write a feature request. Let's see, put it down write it down so we can discuss about that. I didn't in the following weeks, but I found out that someone did it for me. So there was some discussion and the faith request was already there. So I had some information to start working on. And of course, to the Open SUSE project for giving me the opportunity to present our new module to you this morning. I think that's all. If you have any question, please.
Hi. Is it working? Yeah. So that were some nice videos that looked good. One question that came to me was, is it also working with N-curses?
Yes, it works with N-curses. There's a video, I can paste you a link later on the slides, and there is a video of the formulas running on N-curses. You have to manage to not have too many levels, too many controls in the same page because it's a tree. But with the tree, we can do it well. Thanks.
So thank you so much for driving this. Just for everyone who is not quite familiar with the overarching idea I have behind this whole formulas with forms, the cool thing about this is that the same framework is also working in the web front-end in SUSE Manager. So let's say you have just created a very new NoSQL database, yeah, because there aren't enough yet. And you want to make sure that people can set up the 10, 15 parameters that you have to set up to configure a database. You just write a salt state, put it into a folder, then it's a formula. You write this form, which is basically just annotated YAML, where you say, okay, this is a password, this is a dropdown, and those are the values. And then you have a YAS module, and you have integration in SUSE Manager, and you can run it on the command line as part of your salt runs. That's really the great new thing, that for the first time, we have a framework that spans one-to-one YAS installation, where people sit in front of a UI, down to fully automated rolling this out in the cloud on thousands of nodes. With one framework. That's really a cool thing. Now, for crazy ideas, the last thing that came to my mind that would make this really, really cool is that currently, let's say if you have this values box here, you have to provide those values in this dropdown. But if we had a callback where we just put a line of salt code in there that says, look at the box and grab whatever, I don't know, let's say network devices are on the box, or in that case, read the existing time zones file and give me all the time zones that you can actually configure. That would, of course, be very, very cool. And I think it would be possible the way the framework is set up, because you can just, when the code is running, call into salt and return a list of stuff that you then feed back into the UI.
We'll try. So if there's no more questions, you have 1 minute left to make whatever you want. Thank you.